Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. This is episode 166, season 7. Today's date is September 27, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. On today's program, I will talk about the Treasure Island grocery stores in Chicago. There were a lot of locations at that time. And I'll talk about its history of it and my memories. Also, I will talk about an obscure television show called The Land of Ziggy Zago, and that was hosted by Nancy Berg, and I did my best to find information on that, so this is a very it was an interesting show, and I hope you'll be interested in listening to that. And also a couple of things I will mention. But right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Cuckoo's Snack Cakes from Dolly Madison. This is an interesting product. I've had it in my lifetime. So here's a commercial from 1977. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Hi. We've asked people to taste this neat-to-eat treat from Dolly Madison.
Great. What do you call them?
Cuckoo's.
It's a fine tasting cupcake. What's it called?
Cuckoo's?
Move along.
Cuckoo's. Delicious devil's food with chocolate, gold cake with vanilla, cream centers.
Unforgettable. What do you call that?
Cuckoo's.
Forget it.
Cuckoo's. A neat to eat treat from Dolly Madison. Remember the name. Forget the name.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Cuckoo's from Dolly Madison. I remember Cuckoo's. I'll just be honest with you. And these are really ding-dongs, you know, that Hostess Snack Cakes made. And it's similar to that. I think the only difference was ding-dongs were chocolate. I mean, it was chocolate frosted, but inside was a chocolate cake. But Cuckoo's inside, I believe, was vanilla. So, but later on, many years later, Ding Dongs made, vanilla cakes, you know, like vanilla Ding Dongs. So, and sometimes they make them for, I don't know if it's St. Patrick's Day, maybe, or Christmas. I'm not sure. Anyway, Cuckoo's. Oh, there were two other cakes similar to that. One was called Razzies, and that was raspberry frosting on it. And then the other one was called Googles. And I don't know what the flavor it is. I think vanilla frosting. I'm not sure. I can't find any information on it. And but Cuckoo's I had, pretty good. Dolly Madison's famous for their zingers. They also made fruit pies, you know, just like Hostess. And then I believe the company was bought out by Hostess, I think it was. And they're still good snack cakes. And they were advertised heavily during the Peanuts TV specials in the 60s and I think mostly in the 70s. Remember that. And they featured all the Peanuts characters, Charlie Brown, Linus, Lucy. So on the Razzies was Lucy. The Cuckoo's was Charlie Brown. And on Google's, it was Linus. If you think of Google's, you think of the search engine. Oh, well, that's how it is. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I will talk about the Treasure Island grocery store in Chicago and also the children's television program, The Land of Ziggy Zago. But before I start, I want to mention a couple of things, personal for me. Today I am 11 months cancer-free from my prostate cancer. So, yay for me. And I went to my regular doctor yesterday and I had some blood work done. And but he said I look good. You know, he said you lost weight. Are you drinking a lot of water? Because I had a kidney problem. And yes, I've been doing that. So he said, if there's something still wrong with your kidneys, you know, just call a nephrologist. But my urologist is a nephrologist, so I have to contact them today and see what's going on, because I haven't heard from him since my operation in June when I had the kidney stone removed. So we'll see. And I hope it's good news. And second thing I want to talk about is, I think a lot of people on social media know about this. This Saturday on October 1st, there will be a TV special featuring Svengoolie, the host of the horror series Svengoolie, of course. And it'll be the first primetime TV special, and I believe I'm in it, because a couple months ago, they had Svengoolie Day in Berwyn, and it was held at a park there. And I was invited, and we watched Svengoolie receive the key to the city of Berwyn. it was hilarious. And he brought his rubber chicken with him. And I was holding one of the signs. So they filmed that. We did a little song. Previews of that is on television. So I'm sure I'm in it. Also, I was recorded on Zoom of a segment, so I was interviewed. So it's very possible I might be in that special, the interview that is. But I'm sure where they're doing the sing-along and me holding the sign, I'm sure I'm going to be in it for sure. And this will air on October 1st, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 Eastern. So let me repeat it again. It'll be on October 1st, 8 o'clock Central Time on MeTV. So if you have MeTV on cable or antenna, or I think you can download an app on your Fire Stick, and if you do a search, I think it's called Frindle, and you can look at that, you know, and watch it. I have a feeling it'll be repeated, but I don't know when. So that'd be kind of cool. So I'm looking forward on Saturday to watch it. The movie, they have Trilogy of Terror. That'll air at 6 o'clock. They usually air the movies at 7, so that's an hour earlier. And then they'll have that. And they'll have another special after that, after the Svengoolie. I believe it's called Svengoolie Uncrypted. That's kind of funny. So we'll see. I will record on my DVR, and then I will try to take screenshots of myself, and I'll probably post on social media. So I'll let everyone know, you know, during the week that I'm going to be on. I've been reminding people, but I'll keep reminding. Also text to my friends and family. So it's kind of cool. I'm very honored. It's a lot of fun. Okay, let's get down to business. Right now I'm going to talk about Treasure Island Grocery Store. And Treasure Island Grocery Store was around the Chicagoland area for 55 years. And it opened in 1963. And it was the founder was Chris Gumbaros. Now, I know the Gumbaros family. I know who they are. I never met them personally. They had a lot of relatives. My mom's best friend is their cousin, and she knows, and they had a huge family, a lot of cousins and all that. And Chris Gumbaros opened his first Treasure Island food store on North Broadway near Cornelia Street in the Lakeview area with his brothers in 1963. And at that time, they had organic produce. It was now they're everywhere. You know, you have Whole Foods, you have Trader Joe's, any grocery store that sells organic products. But back then, this is in the 60s, and that was not very rare at the time. I mean, I'm sure they had health food stores and all that. So, but now it's everywhere. You can find it. And, also, He was also a chef, and at the time it was known as America's most European supermarket. Okay. And he was right, they did, and it was unconventional. You know, it was different like that. But you know, it was a big hit and it became very popular. Excuse me. And then they opened other stores in the area. And I have a list of stores right here from an ad from 1980, and I'll read them off to you. Okay. Let's see. The first one I mentioned was at 3460 North Broadway. There was another one at 2540 West Lawrence Avenue. That's about a couple blocks west, well, one block west of Western. That's in the Lincoln Square neighborhood in Chicago. It's the New Greektown area. I don't know if they still call it New Greektown. I've been there a couple times. Then they opened one another location on Broadway, 5221. That's about Foster. They opened at Lincoln Village Shopping Center, 6125 North Lincoln Avenue, near Lincolnwood, around there. Probably around Toohey, I think. No, Peterson, excuse me. Also in Glenview at Lake Avenue Waukegan. Also, there was one at 1639 North Wells Street in Old Town. Also, 75 West Elm, and that's probably near the Greek Church, Annunciation. That's on LaSalle, right around there. Also, there was one in Wilmette, 911 Ridge Road, and the other one was at the Countryside Mall Shopping Center on 1200 West Northwest Highway in Palatine. And the last one was, I remember there was one in Hyde Park. And the one in Hyde Park, the location was, let's see, I'm trying to think. Yeah, that was at 1526 East 55th Street. It's about one block west of Stony Island Avenue. I remember that one. And so that ran for a while. There was also one at Clybourne Avenue. I don't know the exact address. And that was at, yeah, I remember that one in the 80s. And it was right at a shopping center, right about, I'm saying Sheffield or something like that. See, North Ave, not North Avenue, like Armitage, Sheffield, around that area. I remember that stuff because I had a friend who lived in that area and I visited him and I passed by Treasure Island. And it says here, according to a Sun-Times article, there was a serial, a fictional serial that it appeared. It was called Bag Time. And its central character was called, his name was Mike Holliday, and he was a bag boy at the store on Wells Street in Old Town. That's interesting. I never knew that. You know, maybe that'd be interesting about that. Well, I subscribe to this Sun Times. I mean, the Tribune, that is, but not the Sun Times. And Chris Comberos, he passed away, let's see, in 2009, I think. Yeah, I think he did. I'll look it up for you. Yeah, he died in 2009. And on October 27, he died, oh, about a month later from today, like that. And he was with his brother Frank, and they grew, they had the business together like that. So I remember I knew a couple people that worked there, and they said it was a good store. Some people said, well, yes and no. You know, every individual has their opinion. You know, it was a great store. You could find anything you want and all that, which is fine. And believe it or not, I never shopped there. I never visited there. I don't know why. There weren't any on the south side except Hyde Park, but that was a little far from me. So most of the locations were up north, you know. And let's see, so that closed, that store closed in around September 2018, so about 4 years ago. And they were shut down. Some of it, I believe, unexpectedly, which is not good to the employees. So I don't know if they get them those or not, but people in the areas love the store. You know, it was convenient, and they love their organic products and products from other countries. You know, I see that advertised also around my Easter. We don't celebrate the same as the Catholic Easter. They advertise Greek products and lamb. That's a essential part of, you know, for Easter. And other things, you know, feta cheese, one of my favorites. You know, and imported, of course. and which is a shame, you know. And I didn't see any advertising. They advertise a lot in the newspapers, but I don't know. I don't think they did television commercials. Not that I know of. Maybe I should have done a search on YouTube, but I didn't see anything. So that's fine. Okay. And so that's the end of that store. So it's a shame. You know, another local grocery store went into oblivion. You know. Okay. Next up, here's another thing that comes from oblivion. Is the TV show The Land of Ziggy Zoggo. And this was an unusual children's show, but it was a good show. This premiered on September 10th, 1962, and ended in probably in 1964. I don't know the exact date. And it ran for two seasons on WBKB TV Channel 7. After that, it became WLS. You know, and WBKB was on Channel 4. It's another long story. I've said that many times. And it aired at 7:55 in the morning, unusual time. It's not unusual today. So, and that starred Nancy Berg. She was a lovely lady, and she hosted a similar show in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And that was called the Land of Hatchy Malachi, and that aired in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And his name was Hal Berg. They hosted another show called Nancy's Carousel, and that was from another TV station. And I don't know how that started. I don't know how came to be. How did she go to Chicago? So I guess somebody saw the program from here, went over there to Pennsylvania and said, "Hey, I got you a slot for a TV show. You want to do it?" I probably said yes. Okay, so they probably relocated there like that. And I posted this ad on my Facebook page on Van Chicago, and a lot of people, believe it or not, remembered the show. And I think they were older than me. But people today, no. What is this, they say. What is this thing, they keep saying. Okay. So right now I'm going to play a clip of the Land of Ziggy Zoggo. It was also called the Nancy Berg Show. And luckily I found it on YouTube, and it's about a minute and a half. Well, 1 minute and 14 seconds. And it's the introduction of the show, and it's Nancy Berg. So when I come after the clip is played, when I come back, I will explain a little more about her and what the show was about. Okay, so here is a clip from The Land of Ziggy Zoggo. Thank you, everyone.
Come with me if you want to see the land of Ziggy Zoggo. A lemonade lake and a jelly bean tree in the land of Ziggy Zoggo. Side by side we'll take a ride on a chocolate river 10 miles wide. Coast down a strawberry ice cream slide in the land of Ziggy Zoggo. Well, hello and welcome to the land of Ziggy Zoggo. I'm Nancy Berg. This is Ziggy Zoggo, and I'm delighted to see you. I hope you're going to spend some time right here because, as you have seen, we have things to do.
Why, we might take a trip in a balloon. We'll be talking to Agobago. We'll have things to keep you busy, so stay right where you are. Don't move an inch. I'll be back. We'll get things started right after we watch a message from a very special friend of ours.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that clip. You can find it on YouTube. It's about 14 minutes long, if you have time to watch it. But I edited it a little bit. The show, it was a children's show. And Nancy Berg, she sang and she was in the land of Ziggy Zago. And it was a fanciful land of lemonade lakes, jelly bean trees, and giant telephones. Also, toothbrushes, clocks, combs, pencils, and totem poles. Sounds like a Beatles song to me. I mean, like Lucy in the Sky with diamonds. But it was a good babysitter for kids and like that. And in the clip, I watched a clip the other day. And she put on this hat and she talked about, and she was flying on a magic carpet. I know, it sounds funny. It was cute. I like that. And a couple of characters in the show were, there was a piggy bank. And the piggy bank was called Ebenezer Scrooge. And he taught us the value of saving money. I never saw that. And the other one was Mr. Ticker Clock, and he taught you how to tell time. Now I've seen a picture of him, of that, and Nancy Berg sends you a message, you know, just to behave yourself, be a good boy and girl, you know, and it became very popular of the show at the time, and the giant toothbrush, you know, it taught you how to. You know, a dental hygiene, you know, make it fun. Because a lot of kids, like when I was little, I didn't like brushing my teeth. I hated it. So parents always sort of force them to do that, like that. And unfortunately, the show ended in 1964. And her and her husband left Chicago. And they opened a advertising agency in Wilkes-Barre, and they ran it for a long time, you know. And her husband, Nancy Berg's husband, Hal, and I just want to rectify something. The first TV show before they hosted the Land of Hatchy Midlatchy and Land of Ziggy Zago, it was called Hal and Nancy's Carousel. I apologize for that. And they also hosted a show before called The Song Shop. It was aired in the evening in the 1950s. All right. So go back to the advertising agency. After they left Chicago, they opened that. And Nancy Berg's husband died in 1976. And then she continued running it until she retired in 1997. So, they were only in Chicago for briefly, you know. I don't know if they visited that. I also found out when they aired the Christmas parade on television, she was one of the hostesses. She was there on they aired on Channel 7, WBKB, and that was like 62 or 63. She was there. Hosted that. Unfortunately, she passed away not too long ago. And she died in 2017. And she passed away around April 2017. So that's about 5 years ago. And she was about 90 years old, you know. So I love researching Chicago television, local television of the past, you know, some TV shows. I made a video of that, you know, and of all the Chicago children's programming Some lasted about a year, some lasted longer. You know, for example, Bozo Circus, Garfield Goose, Ray Rayner. But there were others, you know, Super Circus. And that was Paddle Boat, Lunchtime Little Theater. So I compiled that. If you like to watch it, please do. It's on YouTube under my name, Pete Costanis. You can find it or do a search. Okay, and so there's another Chicago's children's program, Went Into Oblivion, just like my other podcast named TV Oblivion. Okay, that'll be all for today. I talked about the Treasure Island grocery store in Chicago. Also, the children's television program, The Land of Ziggy Zaga, hosted by Nancy Bird. Thank you for joining me today. I will probably do another podcast episode, maybe Saturday. I have something planned, but we'll see about that. And don't forget, I mentioned this before, the television special Svengoolie Unscripted is on MeTV at 8 o'clock Saturday, October 1st. We'll see. So it'll be a lot of fun. And once this podcast episode is published, you can listen to any app where podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast, Castbox. I just downloaded that app. Also, it's on my YouTube channel, Dan Chicago and Stories. If you'd like to go onto YouTube and listen, please do. It'll be ready in about this afternoon. And also, I'll post this on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter, if you'd like. Okay, so I'm Pico Sanz, your host for Vanishing Call and Stories. Thank you again for joining me. Everyone have a wonderful day, and bye-bye from me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. So long, everyone. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.